Canto 5, Chapter 23. Description of the stars of Shishumara, our coiling galaxy. Sri Shuka then said, 1.3 million yojanas above them, the stars of the sages, one finds that supreme abode of Lord Vishnu, where the great devotee Dhruva, the son of Uttanapada, resides, whose glory of obedient devotion I described already. It is the source of life of all living entities from now until the end of the Kalpa, about which Agni, the fire god, Indra, the king of heaven, the founding father who is the Prajapati, Kashyapa, as also Dharmaraj, in unison, full of respect, move clockwise. For all the restless luminaries, the planets, the stars, and the rest, that place constitutes the incandescent, radiating pivot that is established by the Lord. The inconceivable, all-powerful force of time is considered the cause of their revolving. The luminaries keep their positions, just like three bulls that for threshing rice are yoked to a central pole. Moving in their orbits, they have a fixed position relative to the inner and outer rims of the wheel of time, the same way the planets keep their positions around the sun. Holding on to Dhruvaloka till the end of creation, they revolve in the sky as if they are driven by the wind, just like heavy clouds and big birds do, that, controlled by the air, move their bodies around according to their respective positions. Thus the luminaries behave consequently, by the combined effort of material nature and the original person, the way they always have, and never collide with the earth. Some imagine this great army of luminaries to be a Shishumara, a dolphin, and describe it, concentrated in yoga, as that what can be seen of the Supreme Lord Vasudeva. With its tail pointing at the end of the row of fixed stars in the sky, Dhruva, and with its head bent downwards, it has its body coiled. The planets of Prajapati, Agni, Indra and Dharma are found on the tail, with those of the demigods Datta and Vidatta at its base. The seven sages are situated on its hip. With its body coiling to the right, there are, as its separate body parts, at its northern side, the constellations of the 14 stars from Abhijit to Purnavasu that mark the northern course of the sun, and to the south, there are the same number of them from Pusha to Uttarashada, marking the southern course. Together, the both sides appear like the coiled body of a dolphin. On its back one sees the stars called Ajaviti, and on the belly one sees the celestial Ganges, the series of stars along the full body of the Shishumara we know as our Milky Way. Purnavasu and Pushya constitute the loins right and left. Ardra and Ashlesha, also to the right and left, are his flippers. Abhijit and Uttarashada are the left and right nostril, with following next in due order Shravana and Purvashada for its eyes left and right. Dhanishta and Mula are the right and left ear, and the eight stars such as Magha, marking the southern course, are to be seen as the left ribs, while the same number of stars like Mrigara Shirsha that mark the northern course are there as the ribs, positioned at the other side to the right. Shatabhisha and Jeshta should be seen as the position of the right and left shoulder. On its upper chin there is Agasti, Agastya, and on its lower one there is Yamaraj. As its mouth there is Mars, as its genitals there is Saturn. Jupiter is found at the back of the neck, and the sun is found at the chest. In its heart Lord Narayana is found, while the moon serves as its mind. As the navel, there is Venus. The two sides of the breast is where the Ashwins reside. Mercury is there as the in and outward going breath. Rahu is the neck. And the comets are found all over its body, with the numerous stars as its pores. This form of Sri Shumara certainly is the form of the Supreme Lord of Lord Vishnu, who consists of all the demigods. With that form before one's eyes, one should each morning, noon and evening, in all modesty, meditate on the following words. Our obeisances unto this resting place of all the luminous worlds, unto the master of the demigods, the supreme personality, in the form of time, upon whom we meditate. Namo Jyoti Lokaya Kalayanaya Animisham Pataye Mahapurushaya Abhidhimahiti. Those who in respect of that leader of the demigods, consisting of all the planets and stars, that destroyer of sin, practice the mantra as mentioned above by three times a day offering their respects this way, or by three times a day meditating as such in silence, will by that respect for our sweet Lord in the form of time very soon find all their sins annihilated.